latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are all the latest headlines for Manchester City, and Pep Guardiola says his City title winners can get even better next season. City blew the rest of the competition away this term, winning the Premier League title by a huge 19 points, while they also smashed the record for goals, scoring 106, the most wins, claiming 32, and the biggest positive goal difference with plus 79, while they were the first team to win 100 points in the top flight. Guardiola signed a new deal to extend his terms at the Etihad until 2021 on Thursday, and despite their dominance, the Spaniard says there is more to come from the champions. He said there is always more. You may think there isn't. The players you coach are responsible for new ways of thinking and insights. Sometimes you discover things you previously didn't know. Maybe pairing these two players will give you a good midfield movement, something like that. Guardiola is well respected and known as one of the most progressive coaches around, but he admitted he thought he'd run out of ideas when he left Barcelona in 2012, but following success at Bayern between 2013 and 16, and now at City, he says he is continuing to learn and improve. He added, "When I left Barcelona, I thought that my space to revolutionise was ended, but no, we have seen that there is always a way to do new things, especially because you have different players." Moving on, and should Mikel Arteta quit for Arsenal in the coming days, Patrick Vieira would be a shot candidate to replace him at Manchester City. The New York City FC coach was also sounded out by the Gunners over the possibility of taking over from the departed Arsene Wenger, although reports claim the former Arsenal legend is way behind Arteta in preference. City boss Guardiola has stated that he will not stand in the way of Arteta, who's impressed officials at the Etihad during his 2 years as assistant to the former Barcelona and Bayern Munich supremo, and that could even see Vieira become a candidate to step into the 36-year-old Spaniard's role, having remained under the umbrella of the City Football Group since he ended his playing career on the blue side of Manchester back in 2011, winning an FA Cup on his final bout. City executives have long felt the French World Cup winner could one day become a top boss in England and have been impressed with the job he's done in the Big Apple.